Thank you, Mr. President. I am delivering this statement on behalf of the Mine Action Review Project. We've seen incredible success in clearance of cluster munition remnants in the 11 years since entry into force of the Convention. Globally, over 900 square kilometres of cluster munition contaminated area has been cleared globally, and over 1 million submunitions destroyed during clearance, survey, and spot tasks, a large proportion of this by state parties. Mine Action Review's latest annual report shows that a global total of more than 135 square kilometres was cleared of cluster munition remnants in 2020, a new annual record. More than 110,000 unexploded submunitions were destroyed during the year. This is an especially impressive achievement given the backdrop of the global COVID-19 pandemic. However, despite these impressive achievements, the pace of Article 4 implementation in many affected state parties is too slow, and most are not clearly on track to meet their existing clearance deadlines. Only one affected state party, Lao PDR, has massive contamination, defined as more than 1,000 square kilometres, and another, Iraq, has large contamination, defined as between 100 to 1,000 square kilometres. In the remaining eight affected state parties, the contamination is medium or light, and these states can and must achieve completion by the next review conference in 2026. We know what it takes to achieve this: political will, evidence-based land release supported by strong national standards, effective planning supported by good information management and implemented with sufficient and committed funding, and good coordination in country between relevant stakeholders, enhanced by initiatives such as country coalitions. All these elements are captured in the Lausanne Action Plan. Mine Action Review will be conducting the civil society monitoring of the Lausanne Action Plan indicators related to survey and clearance in the same way that we do for the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention's Oslo Action Plan. Our first report establishing the current baseline will be published next year. Lastly, Mine Action Review must be for everyone, and we welcome inclusion of the gender and diversity considerations in the action plan. We also welcome the inclusion of environmental considerations. Like all sectors, the mine action community must address its impact on the environment, doing its utmost to mitigate negative impact from operations, while also assessing where mine action can enhance environmental protection and support conservation efforts. Mine Action Review will be publishing a policy brief on this topic next month. I thank you.
I thank you for your